Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening? Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, something big coming up on Thursday. We've been pushing it on social media. You've heard the commercials. You've heard me talk about it. You've seen it in Rolling Out magazine. We are serious about providing an opportunity to be there for you. Our dear friend, our dear brother, Congressman Hank Johnson out of the 4th District in Georgia is hosting, bringing to us the Restoration Resource Fair. That is on the 20th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I will be there the entire time at Georgia Piedmont Technical College. That's in Clarkston, Georgia. Congressman, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Rashad. I'm so happy that you're going to be there the whole time with us.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to the whole 4 hours myself. We're going to be bringing out all of the people who have found their way into the system and come back out and now trying to do something good for themselves, their families, and the community. But there's so many barriers out there that prevent that from happening. And so this Restoration Resource Fair is about bringing folks together, putting them with the employers, the employment agencies, mm-hmm. the vocational training, the education, putting them with those kinds of resources so that they can take advantage of it and improve themselves. Some folks are in need of transportation services. We're going to have, MARTA there with opportunities for people to be able to get around the city. I'm not going to tell you what that means because we would have a bunch of folks coming
out. Well, we still want people to come out. We want them to come out.
Yeah, but if you need help with your transportation.
We got you.
We got you. Health care, physical health, mental health, spiritual health, all of that is there. And I'm real excited about the fact that the Offenders Alumni Association is going to be there too.
Wait a minute. The Offenders Alumni Association.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Before we get into that, let me make sure people know our dear sister, our friend, Sheriff Melody Maddox from DeKalb County is partnering.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, Rashad. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. And I'm excited about this event on Thursday as well. But truly excited about being able to come together with a man as great as Congressman Hank Johnson.
Absolutely.
I mean, what better collaboration could you have?
Right, right. Two of the finest people I know, both of you, and I'm thankful to God that you're doing this. I know it comes from an authentic place.
Yes.
I tell people all the time, and I'm thankful I can be very honest about my history. I tell people that formerly incarcerated people are dope-ass people because I'm one of them. And if you can overcome that stigma, number one, and overcome the reality of trying to figure out how to get back into the societal structure, if you can figure those two things out, you can do anything in the world, okay? And I've dedicated my life to helping juvenile offenders to adult offenders get back into that space and find their why and find their purpose. And events like this helps expedite that.
We got so many people, so many young men and women in our community. These are our children.
Yes.
These are our brothers and sisters. These are sometimes our parents.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And they have re-entered society, but yet their past acts as a stigma, mm-hmm. and it keeps them from moving forward. And we, as members of the community, should not allow that to happen. We should get behind our people, help them with the needs that they have, and then we can all rise together. So this is about community, but it's about helping those in the community who have needs. Those needs are real, and we plan on addressing them at the Restoration Resources Fair out in Clarkston at Georgia Piedmont Technical College this coming Thursday, the 20th of February. That's 2 days from now.
Yeah.
10 to 2 p.m. Now, I know you are just getting off at
yeah,
10
I get
o'clock,
off, right.
but you've been known to be in more than one place.
That's right.
At a time.
You'll be there.
I know
He'll
how
be
to
there.
Make it work.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know how to
you
get
make it.
It
happen.
I'm thankful that this is something happening. I hope that this is something you do every single year because one thing we know, until policy completely transitions and transforms, we will always need this service in this state.
Well, I tell you, I'm proud to be working with Sheriff Melanie Maddox from DeKalb County, who runs the jail. That jail is the biggest jail in the state of Georgia.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yes,
the biggest jail.
It can accommodate up to almost 4,000 people.
Almost. But we're not going to get it there, Congressman. That's why this resource fair is so important.
It's not a hotel, Congressman.
No, we're not.
Hey, but you know, it used to be my stomping ground when I was a criminal defense lawyer.
It was my stomping ground also when I was a criminal.
Not a criminal.
Yeah. So I have fond memories.
Yes. Listen, I'm going to be there. I'm telling everybody who's listening, here's what I need you to do, okay? If it's not you who needs the resources, you know somebody who does.
Yes, absolutely.
You know someone who does. I need you to make sure they are present. If you have to drive them, if you have to call the station, here's what we'll do. I will commit to helping people get there on the day of. Here's what you got to do. Email me personally at richie316@gmail.com. If for some reason you simply do not have transportation or you know someone who could benefit, maybe your child, maybe your brother, maybe your sister, whoever it is, if you know someone who can benefit, but they have been using the excuse of transportation, we're going to eliminate that excuse. So I will pay personally to make sure they can come there.
Yeah, that's righteous.
Well, listen, I know how opportunities like this can change your life. Okay, all we got to do is connect the person to the service, and there's no telling what'll happen. Email me at richie316@gmail.com, richey316@gmail.com, richey316@gmail.com. Let me ask you both this before I go, and I only have a minute left. Why is this so important to each of you? And Sheriff, I'll start with you.
It's important, Rashard, because we know that there are things that individuals need. We have to stabilize them. We have to give them the tools that you have to give them food. Yeah. You have to give them a place to lay their head.
That's right.
But number one, you have to give them an education.
Yeah.
You got to give them a skill set so that they can come and become the productive citizen that we know that they can be out there. And if you don't give it, they don't have it.
Right.
And of course, it reduces the recidivism also.
That's right. Education and skills. That's right.
Absolutely. So it's very important for me, you know, to see that recidivism greatly reduced at the DeKalb, especially at the DeKalb County Sheriff.
Amen to that. I remind all of my people of Christian faith, Jesus stopped preaching. Now, this is Jesus. Now, he had to be a heck of a preacher. Jesus stopped preaching because he realized the people he was preaching to were physically hungry. He literally stopped the ministry of the word because people were physically hungry. Right. In other words, Jesus himself said, my words are inadequate if you can't hear them above the grumbling of your stomach.
You have to feed them.
That's right. That's right. Congressman, why is this so important to you?
Well, it's important that we minister to the physical, mental, and spiritual health of our people in our communities. And some of our people in our communities have been down a long time because of their past. They may not know all of the opportunities are available to them. So I want to make sure that we offer it to them. And speaking of food, the Atlanta Food Bank, as well as Overcomers House, will be at this event to deal with the food issue because many of our folks need to have something to eat.
That's right.
And so this is ministering to the people who need it in our community.
On the 20th, 2 days away, this Thursday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., I will be there. This is at Georgia Piedmont Technical College in Clarkston, Georgia.
Yes.
Georgia Piedmont Technical College in Clarkston, Georgia. Thank you both. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Rashard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.